Would you put your hands together first for God and then for the man of God as he brings the word to us this morning?
Hello, hello, hello. Gloria Deo. Some of you don't know. You don't know the history behind that. I think I saw Sister Nina somewhere. Wow. Sister Nina. Gloria Deo. Amen, amen. Gloria Deo. It's fantastic. Fantastic to be here. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. You know, in some churches, I minister. But anytime I come here, I don't minister. I give an update. I give a testimony. Because it's a long journey. It has been a long journey. As our pastor testified. And when I was coming, I just tried to look back on the journey. And I said, Lord, how long has it been? And we are in January 2018, I think. If I've got my dates right. I don't know whether I'm 1 year behind or 1 year ahead. And I look back, and this is January, and I remember that it was March. I got to Australia in March, early March. And I saw a church, an Italian church here, Assemblies of God Church. I was living up there for the first 4 days before I got to International House. I was living there. So on Sunday morning, I woke up, I was looking for a place to fellowship, and I saw another man holding his Bible. I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to church. I said, which church are you going? I'm going to the church here. I said, are you Italian? He said, no, I'm English. I said, but it's an Italian church. Why are you going to an Italian church? Oh, they use English. I said, oh, is that so? Then I'll come with you. He's called Mark, you know, Brother Mark. Anytime I come here, it's an emotional time. This was way back in 1994, in March. Are you doing the math? How many years? 24 years. I came here alone. I had $820. A full fee paying student. I didn't know how I was going to last. $820 will not take you far, I think. But I came by faith. As we were singing today, I became emotional because the words say that I know you, God. I know who you are. I trust you, God. There are no mean words as a Christian. When I left Nigeria, people were so, whoa, are you sure you can stay in Australia? I said, I'm going by faith. But you don't have money. I said, I'm going by faith. I had my ticket, everything. I'm going. Say, how are you going to support yourself? Never mind. I have God. And I came. 24 years later, the rest is history. I have five beautiful children, wife, five beautiful children, all married. I have 12 grandchildren. We have created a whole church. And that is not my only family. You are my family. You are my family because do you know why? As Pastor Tony will tell you, I was the first black person to enter this house. And it took a little bit of time, but we expanded, and over the years, this church is a special church. Special in the sense that, you know, we don't build people, we don't grow people. Some come here as Christians, they don't live the same. You know, when I was a pastor before I came in here, but I was a teacher. Before I left this place, I was a minister. So I had grown. I came as a teacher. I mean, the early part of service here, I was just teaching. But then there was a time we started ministering. Pastor Tony will preach in the morning, I'll preach in the evening. I preach in the morning, he preaches in the evening for over 2 years. Lorenzo, our beautiful brother, Pastor Mirella, Rosa, so many of our brethren. Sometimes when we sing some of the old songs, we remember and I just play like Rosa used to play the sax. So they say, Ancient of Days. You know, it brings back memories. But not only memories, but memories about the goodness of God. Amen. Will you say amen to that? Memories about the goodness of God. I am a typical example of the goodness of God. Brothers and sisters, take this from me. 24 years, through thick and thin. Has it been all rosy? No. But that is our God. There will be ups and downs in life. But I'm still standing. Amen. We will still be standing by God's grace. Those who know their God will keep standing and keep marching on till the Lord will come and receive us unto himself. So I'm here to give a testimony about the journey so far. Just remember that it's about nearly 3 years now that we've been here. It's been just too long. And we have a family here. I was wondering why we don't come here very often. Not knowing that for the past 3 years, they have been coming to us too often. And that is why probably we have not been coming. You know, but I just realized that. And I'm going to give you a testimony of what the Lord has done these past 3 years. Just to give you an update about the goodness of God. But turn your Bibles with me. I mean, it's not just a testimony. It has to be supported by the word of God. Power is in the word of God. Okay? They said the Bible says they overcame the devil with their testimonies. Okay? But then there is power behind the testimonies. So turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 17. When you get home and you have time, read the whole chapter. I'll be touching on some verses. And for those who normally take notes and like points and so on, I will try and get some few points. I don't have prepared notes because I'm talking from my heart. And I want to talk to you from the heart and pray for you from my heart. What the Lord has laid in my heart to tell you and also to pray, I'll do that according to the word of the Lord. But I will read some few verses and then I will jump. 1 Chronicles 17, and then I will set the scene for you. But let me read some few words up to about verse 5 or so. Are you there? 1 Chronicles 17. And it came to pass, when David was dwelling in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under tent curtains." Then Nathan said to David, "Do all that is in your heart, for God is with you." But it happened that night that the word of God came to Nathan saying, go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, you shall not build me a house to dwell in. For I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I brought up Israel, even to this day, but have gone from tent to tent and from one tabernacle to another. Will you say amen to that? Now, let me set a scene here. If there is one person in the Bible that me, Gilbert, remove the pastor, ordinary Gilbert, can identify with, is David. Will you say amen to that? And not me alone, there are so many people of you sitting here today that if you have to choose one person that you can identify with in the Bible, it may be David. There is Abraham, there is Moses, there is our Lord Jesus. But I identify with David. Why? I've seen it all. I've done it all. I've seen the good, I've seen the bad, I've seen the ugly. Will you say amen to that? And I'm still standing. Amen? Have you watched the recent movie called Sing? How many of you have watched that? It's very beautiful, very, very beautiful movie, Sing. The song I like in Sing is I'm Still Standing. You see, was it chimp? Gorilla. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So beautiful. You know, David was an evil man. David was a righteous man. I don't know whether the two can go together. He was a murderer. He was a womanizer. He has done so many things. He has gone to war. He has killed people. Ordinarily, you will never forgive such a person, other things being equal. But he loved his God. He loved his God. Despite everything that he does, he will come back and say, oh God, you know, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. I know that I've done wrong. Forgive me. And God will say, well, I know your heart. You love me. I forgive you. Come back. No worries. Because God searches the heart. God knew the heart of David. That is how David was. Now he has seen it all. He has done it all. He has now arrived at a position. And despite going around and conquering so many countries, he has now settled down. And then he has built a mansion with cedar. That is strong wood. Very solid that he can live in. Because, you know, those days, they move around. They were warring people, so they live in tents. Some of the tents were very good. If you watch Gladiator, you see that some of the tents was like a house. You may say that I watch too many films. There are very few, but classic ones. You know, very good tents. Not ramshackled ones. Even when the winds come, they can still probably survive. You know, so they're strong tents. But that wasn't good enough. David wanted a big mansion, so he has built a mansion. Then when he entered the mansion, he said, hang on, who am I? Me, David, to have this mansion, beautiful castle? Will you say amen to that? To God be the glory. Gilbert, I've been around. I've gone so many towns. We moved here to Ballarat. I went to Perth. I moved around for the past 6 years. We have been settling close to 6 years. We've been settled in Canberra. And for the first time in my life, at a very old age of more than 60 years, the Lord has given me a house. Will you clap to the Lord? I've been around. I'm very emotional. I don't cry, you know. Well, that's a lie. I do. God forgive me for telling a lie. You've got to cry sometimes. Let your emotions out. Because God is good. God is good. We entered our house about 8 months ago. After all our children have gone, just my wife and myself, they've all settled, they have their families. For the first time in our life, God gave us a house. Beautiful house. You are never too old. It's never too late. Isn't it? Who would think that at the age of 60 and above, you will get a house? That's the goodness of God. David had moved around, warred, had success, had defeats. Eventually, he settled in his house. He said, whoa, no. Why is it that I'm in this house? And the ark of God at that time signified the presence of God. It's in a tent outside. What if the wind comes and blows God away? He's the creator of the wind. It won't blow him away. But I mean, figuratively, that's what he was feeling. Yeah, and it was an ark. You know, so it can be blown away. Well, I don't know. I mean, you remember the story of Uzziah? or was it Uriah or Uzziah who held the ark and then he was destroyed? So definitely God is strong. He cannot be moved. Amen? But he's sitting in a tent. So David said, a purpose in his heart. No, we are going to move God. We have to put him in a bigger house. Even bigger than the one I'm living in. Why? Because he is God. And I am David. Fantastic idea. He woke up one morning, surrounded by all the riches in this world, and said, no, 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 no. We have to honor God by putting him in the house. Will you say amen to that? Amen. Unfortunately, God said, no, you are not going to build me a house. And later on, at least if you read through the story, you will know why God said so. However, continuing from the passages there, from the verses there, God said that I am going to build you a house. David is already in his mansion, but God said, no, you will not build me a house. I will rather build you a house. That is not a house made of wood, a house made of brick. It is a house whose foundation is God. Establishing the family of David forever and ever. That is the house. Fast forward to Gilbert. I'm not, my wife and myself, the happiness that we have is not because we eventually have a house we live in. I mean, what can a house do for you? You will leave, one day you will leave everything behind. It's not because of the house. But every morning when we wake up, we give glory and thanks to the Lord for establishing our family. Hello? Are you with me? For establishing our family. How great it is when I see my children in the service of the Lord. every one of my children are in the service of the Lord. Priscilla is married to a pastor. Only last year, I said I will keep updating you the past 3 years. Only last year, the pastor of the whole church has been handed over to Priscilla and the husband in Ballarat. See my son, Gilbert? Pastor Gilbert? Junior, you put the junior there. There's always a senior. That's a prophecy. I'm sure you'll see Pastor Tony, see Pastor Mirella, see Antonella, see Pastor Maria. Family said, I will build you a house. The house is the family. From generation to generation to generation to generation, Jesus came from the seed of who? David. Why not Moses? As bad as David is, as ugly as David is, why should Jesus come from that line? But God knows the heart. And he said, this is a man after my own heart. Oh. He loved Abraham. He never said that of Abraham. He loved Moses. These were called friends of God. You know, David was a king. Abraham, Moses were friends of God. Fache, fache. Face to face. This is where I learned my Italian. So sometimes when I'm ministering, these days we don't have a lot of them here, but it comes out once in a while. You know? Moses was so friendly with God. Said, you said you have anointed me to lead your people. I want to behold your glory. He has seen everything, but he said, no. I want to see you. God said, you can't see me. When you see me, you perish. He said, no, I will still see you. And because God loved him so well, God said, even this thing you have asked, I will do for you. And the glory of the Lord passed by David. Face to face. Let me give you another man. Turn to verse 16. Gloria Dio. Are you with me? You are so quiet today. Have you started your fasting? Drink some water. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord. Now, let me just pause there. Picture yourself being king. Okay? I picture myself as king. After all the blah, 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 Nathan had come, talked about all those kind of things and so on. And then, I will establish you, your kingdom, and so on and so on. So David said, he woke up one morning, washed fine, put on the kingly robe. You know, the king's robe. The Ghanaians will know. He put on some fine kente and put on some jewelry, gold, everything, you know, and went into the presence of God. Bible say he sat down. You can imagine, he alone. Those were the days that you can't go to the presence of the Lord. Hey, We are blessed, though. We are blessed because of who? Jesus. Those days, you have to go to the high priest. They have to sacrifice lambs and so on for you. They cleanse you, wash you with blood and everything. Now you are now clean. Okay, you can come. Even that, you have to go through them. He said, forget about everything. He went into the presence of God. And he sat down. This is some of the most fantastic testimony. I say today, I'm testifying. Fantastic testimony that I can identify with. And he said, who am I, O Lord God? Who am I, O Lord God? Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me this far? Who am I? As I stand before you, I look back on the 24 years, what I've been through, and I ask God, who am I that you have brought me this far? Hey, some of the things that I have been through, I don't deserve to be living. Will you say amen to that? I don't deserve to be living. But I'm still standing. Yeah. The things that you have been through, the things that you have done, you don't deserve to live. Say that he's talking about me. Well, maybe you are too righteous, I don't know, too superman, I don't know. But my Bible says there is none righteous. Not one. Because your righteousness is like filthy rags. Filthy. And what is my house that you have brought me this far? And yet, this was a small thing in your sight, O God, and you have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come, and have regarded me according to the estate of a man of high degree. O Lord God, what more can David say to you for the honor of your servant? For you know your servant. O Lord, for your servant's sake and according to your own heart, you have done all this greatness in making known all these great things. O Lord, those who take notes, mark this verse, verse 20, in your Bible. O Lord, there is none like you, nor is there any God beside you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Amen. Father, I am so thankful. This morning, I am thankful. This morning, I can declare, Daddy, that there is no one like you. In your presence, Daddy, I can declare that there is no one like you. There is none in heaven, on earth, besides thee. For you have done all these great things. This morning, I am thankful for the message that you are giving to your children. That as many souls that you have touched, you are touching this morning, that they will come to the realization that there is no one like you. The journey may be 1 year, it may be 2 years. For some of us, it has been over 20 years. But you have brought us this far. And there is no one like you. For you have done all these great things. Minister this unto us as we continue in Jesus' name. Now, the past 3 years has been nice. To God be the glory. Because I'm still standing. Some family members have passed away. We've lost my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, my auntie. Very short time. They've all gone. Folks, time is short. The Bible says, teach us to apply our time unto what? Wisdom. Because no one knows. I have been blessed. I have been blessed 24 years. To God be the glory. But I never know how long I'm going to be on this earth. But one thing I know is that I love the Lord. And I have the Lord. I will stay with the Lord. But His time is always the best. Probably the next time that I come, there will be more testimonies to give. But God is so good. Past 3 years, I have also been promoted in my job. Will you say amen to that? Amen. God is good. God is good. You know, I want something to give you, to deposit to you anytime I come, whether it's 6 months or something. That is the goodness of God. You know, God will have to do something for you. But you have to determine in your heart to do something for God. Amen? Our theme for this year, and I think I'll pass it on to all my children, our theme, every year we have a theme for our house fellowship and also our fellowship. And the theme that the Lord laid in my heart to choose for us this year is ask what you can do for God. You know, enough with us thinking that, oh, every time we have to go to church, every time we have to pray, say, God, do this for me. God, do this for me. You've got to do something for God. You've got to do something for God. I'm not boasting. But over the years, I sacrificed also for God. Amen? In the service of the Lord. I'm not boasting. But to God be the glory. Was I perfect? No. But I was committed. Was David perfect? No. But he was committed to the service of God. You will never hear David say something against God. You know? He will always testify about the goodness of God in the midst of poverty, in the midst of hardship, in the midst of defeats, in the midst of victories. He was always glorifying and thanking the Lord. It is the doing of the Lord. I have been cast down, but have not been utterly destroyed. Been lifted up all the time to march on. The goodness of God, because there is no one like God. This morning, the Lord has laid it in my heart to pray for students. So if you're a student, just raise your hand. I would like you to stand up. You see, I was once a student. I'm still a student. You never, learning is lifelong learning, isn't it? Learning is lifelong learning. So, But I want to pour into you the spirit and the goodness of God. I want to give you the same spirit of faithfulness which the Lord planted into me when I set foot into this land 24 years ago. And as I told you, with minimum finances, and probably some of you are going through similar situations. I don't know. But it's the Lord who laid it in my heart to pray for you. God was so good that after being here for 8 months, He gave me a position as a lecturer in the university. And not only that, I was alone here, but the University of Newcastle, your university, and my university, paid $8,020 to bring my wife and 5 children from Ghana. Hello? Are you listening? Are you listening to this? Who am I? Who am I, oh God? Who am I, oh God? Who am I? As David said, who am I? You have done all these things, God. You have done all these things. I want to pour out that spirit into you this morning. I want to pour that spirit into your heart. Whatever challenges you think you are going through, folks, it's nothing. It's nothing. For our God is able. God is able. God is able. He is super able. He is more than able. He has done it before. He will do it again. The same God who did it 24 years ago, the same God is alive today. He will continue to do it because He said, I am establishing your kingdom. I am establishing your house. So from generation to generation, the Lord will do it. I said, you are my family. Let this be a testimony. As you are in this house today, let it be a testimony. This is the same house that Gilbert came to. And 24 years later, I come back to this same house. You are here today. Let it be a testimony. Let it be in your heart that the same God who did it for Gilbert will do it for you. Will you say amen to that? The same God who did it for Gilbert will do it for you. For He is able. There is no one like you. Oh Jesus. There is no one like you. Father, I pray. I pray for these your children. Lift up your hands. Pray for these your children. Daddy. Come. Oh, Jesus. That same spirit, Lord. Pour out unto your children, Lord. The same spirit. Same spirit, Lord Jesus. Same spirit, Lord Jesus. As you have given me, so I release unto your children, Lord. I release unto your children. Give them the spirit to stand firm. Give them the spirit as they commit themselves unto you. Give them the Spirit as they come to know you. As they continue to know you. As they grow in you. Establish their house. Build your house. Prosper them. Give them success. Let them be victorious. That which they have come to study, they will emerge victorious. And you will establish their house. Some of your children will go back, as you have done to others, and will build churches. Because you establish their house wherever they go. Some will continue to stay here in Australia. And as you have done for me, you will build them. You will build their house for them. You establish their family. It shall be well. It shall be well. It shall be well. Because you are a God who never faileth. You are a God who never faileth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. I would like to pray for some of my old brethren here. Lorenzo. And your wife. And some of the old brethren here. John. Stand up. Stand up. I want to pray for you. I will come to Sister Maria later. Oh, stand up to pray for you. Hey, look at my brother. He's hiding. Stand up, Edward. Stand up. It's beautiful to see some of our old brothers. It's good to see new faces, you know. But it's even fantastic to see old ones also. You know, hey, I can give you, I say testimony. Eh? I always remember some of the songs we used to sing, Brother Lorenzo. You remember? Oh, gee, how time flies. It seems like only yesterday, you know. He was a worship leader. You know, as we grow, we pass it on. And that is what we call family. You know, establishing your family. As we grow, we are now old, so we pass it on to the new generation. He was a worship leader here. When Junior came, Junior used to put, those days we used overhead projector slides. You are technology, what we call it, savvy. Technology savvy now. You know, overhead. We used to put Junior and Co, they're young, about 11 years. You know, I would like to pray for you. Daddy, I'm so thankful. Thankful for this, your children. Oh, how wonderful it is. Yes, sister, stand up. Sorry. And brother, to God be the glory. Thank you. Good to see you. So, where is Sister Nina? Gone. Oh, okay. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you for these brethren, Lord Jesus. We started a journey together, and to still find them standing in the Lord. Oh, it's so beautiful. So fantastic, you know. This testimony is not only about Gilbert. But if I mentioned Gilbert 24 years ago, you are part of it. That you are still on the journey. Ah, to God be the glory. Some are falling by the wayside, you know, but we carry on. And so, Daddy, I pray for these, our brethren, Lord Jesus, that has stood firm over the years, Lord. I remember 24 years ago when I entered here and saw them. Lorenzo was not married. And today he's married. He has a grandson, is it? Yeah. Boy, girl, daughter, you know, fantastic. So I honor you, Lord. I honor you for this, your children who have been on the journey and continue to be on the journey. We know it's never easy, but to you be all the glory. The same, Lord, be with them. You have carried them all these years, carry them unto the end, Lord Jesus. And when the time shall come for you to receive us, to you be all the glory. It shall be well with them. It shall continue to be well with them. You will continue to build their house. Continue to build their families forever and ever. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be thy name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. I want to pray for my pastor, Sister Maria Mirella. And indeed, the whole church, will you rise up in support of Pastor? You know, this church looks, when you are in, it looks, it's small. The people that this church has touched over the years, they can fill the whole of, if we have to expand the church compound, they can fill. That, but they've gone to the nations. The Botswana people, the Zimbabweans and Kenyans and what have you. They've gone far and wide. Koreans, isn't it? Had them here. China, yes? Philippines. They've come, they've gone, they've continued their journey. So some of you will happen. It will happen. But all brings blessings to our pastor, Pastor Tony, Pastor Mirella, Sister Maria. You know, I want us all to pray for them. As I pray, you follow me and you say amen. Thank you. Daddy, I pray for your son, Pastor Tony. You see, every Sunday when I kneel down before the Lord, I pray for all the pastors that have come into my life. And he's at the head in Australia here. And therefore, I thank you for my pastor, Pastor Tony. To you be all the glory for the heart of humility that you have given unto him. The heart of love. The heart of a father of the house that you have given unto him. To you be all the glory. May you continue to be with him on the journey ahead. I know he's pushing on in age just like all of us. But you are the strength that he has. Strengthen him in the body. Strengthen him, every part of the body. Hallelujah. Let it be strengthened by you. And the spirit continue to rise up and rise up, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And I pray for Pastor Mirella also. As you are establishing their household, and she continues with the journey, you continue to anoint her and bless her to carry on with the journey in Jesus' name. And I pray for the church, the rest of the church. To you be all the glory, Daddy. Even this minute, as many people who are here with one thing or the other, the testimonies that I have given, Daddy, are all an indication of your goodness. Begin to do things in their lives, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to do things in their life. It may be sickness, you will heal, Daddy. As I stand here, I feel sick in the body, but I'm still standing. The Lord is able to heal, and the Lord will continue to heal. There are many also that are looking for jobs, you will provide. I am a typical example of how you can lose your job. And you will wake up in the morning and cry. And the Lord will come through later and give you even a better job. That is how God is. I went for an interview for a lower position. I didn't get it. I went for a higher position and I got it. That is the goodness of God. The Lord will promote you, will give you mighty job. You will never lack in Jesus' name. Because there is no one like him. And he has done all these things. Give a mighty hand to the Lord. Give a mighty hand to the Lord. Give a mighty hand to the Lord. Daddy, you are so good. You are so good. So wonderful. There is no one like you, Lord Jesus. I want us to sing a song, I Worship You. There is none like you. I think, can you play that one? I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. For this is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. Jesus, there is none like you. Oh, Daddy. I am humbled before you, Lord, for there is none like you, Lord Jesus. I humble myself before you, for I am nothing, Lord, but you are everything, Lord Jesus. You are everything, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.